Welcome to the Thrivepreneur Podcast, where we help high potential women transition from employee to entrepreneur with confidence, clarity, and the resilience needed. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach. And today, we're going to dive into the common challenges that many of us face when taking the leap into entrepreneurship. We're going to talk about fear and self-doubt. In today's episode, we'll discuss how fear and self-doubt holds us back from stepping into our entrepreneurial potential and practical solutions to overcome these obstacles. Whether you're just starting out on your journey or you've been on your entrepreneurial journey for a while, this episode will equip you with the tools and the mindset shift to push past limiting beliefs and thrive. So, how do we overcome fear and self-doubt? It all comes down to mindset, self-talk, and having a solid support system in place. Well, you might be asking yourself, Althea, are you telling me to talk to myself? I absolutely am. Talk to yourself. Get those positive words flowing out of your mouth so that you can know that what you're trying to do is absolutely possible. So here are some ways that you can overcome fear and self-doubt. One is building self-confidence through mindset coaching. We talked a little bit about this in our last episode. We talked about five mindset shifts that need to happen as you transition through this journey of entrepreneurship. Mindset is everything when it comes to entrepreneurship. Instead of letting fear control you, learn how to reframe your thoughts to see challenges as opportunity. Here's a pro tip. Practice of affirmations. This is something that I love doing, just kind of doing these in the morning, even sometimes in the evening, just saying affirmations. I think you should try it. It really would boost your feelings about what you're trying to accomplish and give you that extra push that you need. The other pro tip that I'm going to share is, as you're doing and practicing these affirmations, it'll help move your mindset into a place that it needs to be. So saying the or practicing the affirmations actually helps to shift your mindset. So start each day with positive self-talk. So what does that sound like? It could be something like, I am capable. I have everything that I need to succeed. And I am worthy of success. A scripture that supports this that I really love is Philippians 4 and 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is a powerful verse in the Bible that reminds us that our strength doesn't come from our own ability, but that it comes through faith and trust in God. And then two, I told you earlier, you got to start talking to yourself. Yeah. Positive self-talk. The language that we use with ourselves is critical. You know, sometimes we pay attention to what words come out of our mouth when we're talking to others. We need to make sure that we're paying attention to the words that we're letting germinate in our minds. Negative thoughts like, I'm not good enough or I'm not ready, only reinforces fear and insecurity. So by replacing those thoughts with affirmations that empower you, you can shift your mindset and start viewing challenges as opportunity for growth. Here's another pro tip. When you feel any negative thoughts creeping in, pause for a minute, reframe it into something positive. So here's what that might sound like. So instead of saying, I'm not capable of running this business, try saying, I am learning and growing every day, and I have the skills I need to succeed. And a scripture that I love that supports this is Romans 12:2. It says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This reminds us that the transformation begins in our mind. And through consistent renewal and positive self-talk, we can break free from any patterns of fear and self-doubt. And then I want to share a third one with you. Having a mentor or a coach, sometimes the best way to overcome self-doubt is to have someone who believes in you and can guide you along the way. And as a coach myself, I know firsthand how powerful it is to have someone in your corner. Having a mentor or a coach who can help you see the bigger picture and hold you accountable can build your confidence. Of course, I got a pro tip for you. So the pro tip here is seek out a mentor or a coach who has successfully made the transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. Through the guidance and encouragement that they offer you, it'll not only help you navigate the ups and downs, but also remind you that you're not alone in this journey. And hey, if you don't know anyone who has made that transition, then hello, reach out to me. And a scripture that I love that I also love, I love them all, I guess, that I love that reminds me of this is Proverbs 27:17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And this verse helps me to think of the importance of surrounding ourselves with those who we, you know, who we can help and who can help grow us. Their skill set sharpens our skill set and vice versa. And it can encourage us along the way. Now that we've talked about the power of mindset coaching and positive self-talk and having a mentor or a coach to guide you along this journey, let's talk about some actionable steps to push you past fear and self-doubt. I'm going to give you 3 action steps that you can take to overcome fear and self-doubt. Action step 1 is begin each day with affirmations that can empower you. I want you to look in the mirror and say, I am confident, I am capable, I am ready to thrive. Action step 2. Take a small step towards your goal. So that first small step is so important. So even if it's imperfect, just be like Nike and do it. Actions build confidence, and every small win will push you closer to your longer vision. And then action step number 3, find a mentor or a coach who can help you with your specific challenges. Invest in yourself and allow someone to guide you through your transformation. Fear and self-doubt, I'm going to call them the ugly twins. although they may be natural feelings that you feel as you transition from your corporate career to entrepreneurship, and it's very natural to feel this way, but they don't have to control you. By shifting your mindset, replacing negative self-talk, and surrounding yourself with the right support, the right people, you can confidently navigate the transition from employee to entrepreneur. And remember, you are capable of much more than you give yourself credit for. So I want to thank you today for tuning in to today's episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you would share it with others that you feel like would benefit from it. And please do subscribe for more insights and overcoming challenges in your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to work through fear and self-doubt and take action in your entrepreneurial journey, I invite you to check out my She Thrive Mastery Coaching Program. Let's work together to help you thrive as an entrepreneur. You can visit my website at www.reframeitstrategy.com to learn more.